The Torah says, Ach bayom arishon tashbitu seor mebatechem. The Torah tells us that Yom Rishon is referring to the 14th day of Nisan. The Torah says on that day, Tashbitu Seor Mebatechem, that we must get rid of the Hametz from our possession. The Torah uses the word Ach. The Gemara says the word Ach means to split in half, to teach us that the Hametz only becomes forbidden from midday on. From the Torah, one has until midday to get rid of the Hametz. Of course, the rabbis came along and they added a few hours earlier that one should get rid of it by then. The question we have here is, what does the Torah mean, Tashbitu? How are we supposed to get rid of it? So the Targum explains on the word Tashbitu, Tebatelun, that one should make what's called a Bitul, that he makes a declaration that he does not want to have any ownership of this Hametz that's in his possession, and it should be like the afar of the aris, the dirt, and therefore he does not want to have any ownership of it. And from the Torah, that is enough just to make a bitul, this declaration. Now, most of the Rishonim say that there's another way to fulfill this obligation of Tashbitu from the Torah, and that is to make a bedikah, where a person goes on the 14th, and he mamash searches for the Hametz, and whatever he finds, he gets rid of. That would also be a proper way to get rid of the Hametz. I mean, logically speaking, if bitul works from the Torah, certainly bedikah should not be worse than a bitul. Actually, that's the opinion of the Ran. The Ran says, even if you didn't make bitul from the Torah, even if you just went and made a bedikah and you checked to the best of your ability, even if, let's say, you missed something, the Torah did not hold you responsible for what you missed. As long as you made a thorough bedikah, whatever you found after that on Pesach, you'd be an ones, and therefore you would not be hayav. So, min Torah, Tashbitu can be fulfilled in one of two ways, or through the bitul process, or through the bedikah process. That's the opinion of the Ran. That's the opinion of the Ritba. That's the opinion of Maram Halawa. Aruch HaShulchan learns that's the opinion of Harambam as well, and the Mishnah Berurah holds like that, as brought down in Siman Taf Lamed Aleph in the beginning. However, the rabbis came along and said that even though a person makes bitul, he still should make a bidikah nonetheless, which means you should do both. Why didn't they rely on the bitul alone? Because they were worried that maybe a person is not going to do the bitul wholeheartedly. After all, you're telling a person that he has to say, my hametz is worthless, I'm not interested in it, it's afara aris. Maybe not everybody is capable of really meaning it when they say it. And therefore, the Achamim came along and said, besides the bitul, we want you to take out the hametz from your possession and get rid of it. Tosfot, in the beginning of Pesachim, says a different reason why they want you to make bidikah from the rabbis, because they're worried that you might find some hametz on Pesach, and that it's in your house, because you didn't make bidikah, and you might come to eat it, because you're used to eating hametz all year long. So therefore, Tosfot says that even though you made bitul, you have to make a bidikah as well to get rid of it. Nonetheless, halakha l'maaseh, today we make both. I was just giving you the history, whether it's the Oraita, whether it's the Rabbanan, but the maaseh today we do both. On the 14th, we come at night, and we make a thorough bidikah as far as we can go. And then in the morning, we make a bitul as well in order to cover both concerns of Tashbitu. We do a tashbitu mid oraita, either through a bidikah or a bitul, and then we make a bidikah plus a bitul in order to satisfy the concerns that were mentioned.